Tonight on TMS PM, where the hell is that goose?
We lost another Bond villain.
Oh, and it's one we saw recently.
Yeah.
People are ready to get your damn phone tonight.
What? Dog fur purse is a real thing you can get.
24 years with a part of your brain missing?
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM. 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 I am so confused.
I don't know what happened there. Hey, everybody, welcome to TMS PM. That was weird.
Somebody quickly reboot Fletcher.
It's like a robot. Welcome to the morning stream PM edition. It is Thursday, September 11th, 2014. It is order your iPhone at midnight night, mm-hmm. or for us, 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're Tom Merritt, like mm-hmm. 2 in the afternoon or something. Yeah. I don't know what.
I wonder if he's going to do it. I would if I was him.
How could he not? He's got to do it.
Especially because you'll be up looking at like the Parthenon or something.
Right.
I don't know where he is. Where is he? He's in Italy. So let's see. He's looking at.
He's going to be at the Colosseum.
There you go. He'll be right there going. What'd they yell at?
I can't get a signal. Where can I get some LTE?
I should have stayed with the Pope. You know, the Pope's a Wi-Fi hotspot. I don't know if you knew that.
He is himself?
Mm-hmm, with his hat. He's just Wi-Fi hotspot, that guy, the pontiff.
That's why he goes to South by Southwest every year. He just walks around. He's a big Wi-Fi hotspot.
He calls it South by. Like a hipster jerk.
South by. You go to South by this year?
Hate it. Yeah, it's that night, and I'm looking forward to it because it's time to upgrade. And same with you. And we'll end up with new phones, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That means by BlizzCon, we'll be rolling with those, whatever those are. We get the fat one. We get the middle one.
Are you going white or space gray or gold?
You know, I haven't thought about the color. I should black? Think about that.
So what are the colors?
I was black with the 5S. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I want to go back to white. I really like silver/white. I thought that was a good look. Gold, not interested. Yeah. That's for weirdos. And black is fine. I just think I've had black.
I think I'm doing space gray.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess that is the black is space gray. Yeah, that's a cool phone.
Black is the new space gray.
That's what I had here. This is a space gray, and it treated me well for the last year. But I think this time around, I'm going to roll right into the white again. And I think I'm going to get the fat one. I'm going to get the big old fat one. And that's what you're going to do, right?
That's what I'm going to do too, yep.
Better battery. That's the main thing.
Oh, you know what? White is not an option. You've got silver, gold, and space gray.
Well, silver is the white because on the front it's white and on the back
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
So you still get your, because your space gray will be black on the front and then on the back that you'll never see once you get a new case for this thing. Oh, yeah, new cases coming, everybody. I'm sure that's a thing that'll happen.
Yep, my big stack of, Mophie cases, the Charge It, and my Marvel Comics case. Yep. Yeah, not so much anymore.
This great mag pull one that I got for my iPhone, I love it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their plans are. I hope they make more because this was inexpensive and super rugged and thin and rad, and it's my favorite case I've ever had. So I'm really hopeful they end up with something like that for this new phone. But when I get it, what's the deal? They're supposed to ship right away, right? Like,
No. They don't ship until the 19th. Oh. A week from tomorrow.
All right. Well, it's still pretty close. Mm-hmm. That's something I can wait for. They can put my money in an escrow account and earn interest on it in some foreign bank. That's fine, Apple. I get it. I see what you're up to. All right. Hey, it's us and we're here. And part of the reason we do this on Thursday evenings at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time is because we have a Patreon level that unlocked when you guys supported us to a certain point that said, hey, they're going to do a fifth show a week. And it's at patreon.com/TMS. If you haven't contributed, might I recommend you do? It's extremely inexpensive. Let's say you threw $2 at this thing per month. That's less than the cost of a cup of coffee down there to the Starbucks.
That's less, yeah, exactly, than the base cup of coffee. Like the coffee that does not have caramel juice or...
or any of those things.
Or foamy soy frothness.
Latte frothness.
Triple hot.
.com.
Extra foam.
All decaf, that stuff.
Double pump.
Pump fresh left eye.
It costs you more to say all that. at Starbucks.
And we are doing 20 plus. We do more than 20 hours of content per month for this show alone. I swear that's the best deal you're going to get anywhere in this planet. If you support us on some, even just some low way, just a little bit. I know that, you know, some people, money's tight. I get it. But hey, give back because we're going to keep on giving. All right, please. Thank you. All right. Hey, check this out. I went to the lake earlier today.
Okay. Oh, the lake.
I'm on the hunt for
Mendoza.
For Mendoza. And I found, well, I'll tell you what, I'll play what I found. I found a lot of ducks lounging around, acting like nothing's no big deal. And
just, hey, you guys just carrying.
And I'm going to play the video. Hold on, if I can find it. Okay. So this is me. No, you're fine. And there's like a flock of them everywhere, all over the ground. I don't know what this is like in the mob world. It's like walking into a warehouse full of cocaine and all the workers are there, but the drug boss is not there. Okay, so no Mendoza. But here's me looking for him. Here you go.
Hey, you guys see Mendoza? No? Hey, where's Mendoza? Hey, you guys, seriously, where's Mendoza? Come on. Spill the beans. Going on? Hey, where's Mendoza? Oh, man.
Anyway.
You just chased a duck into the water, didn't
you? About seven of them flew out there into the thing. And there was probably about 20 or 30 ducks. No Mendoza. A couple of geese, the white geese, who act like they've got nothing to do with any of this. They're just like, I don't believe them for a minute, right? But I think that they act like they're not in on it. But they're over there in the corner just kind of hanging out. The ducks are everywhere. No Mendoza. Nowhere up and down the lake. I went around that lake, all the way around it, to full 2 miles or whatever it is. Not a single sighting of Mendoza. Now, he has either fled, dead, or he knows where I'm at when I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think he knows. I hear you've been giving some of my boys trouble.
Yeah.
And he's busy tweeting you. I don't know if you've seen, but there's a Mendoza account, a Twitter account.
What's the name of the account? Do we know the name of the account?
I think it's Mendoza the Goose. Let me see here.
I think it's Mendoza the Goose. Hold on.
Let's see. At Mendoza.
Hold on. Yeah. Yeah.
Goose? There it is, yeah. At Mendoza the Goose.
Mendoza the Goose. So if you want to get his side of this sordid tale.
Should follow him. I'm sure he's got something to say about where he was today.
Yeah, he probably does. A little bastard. Anyway, I'm going to go back again tomorrow and we'll try it again. I'll be a little more tired because I'll be staying up trying to get a phone while he's out there peddling meth and hookers or whatever it is he does with his time.
The greatest trick that Mendoza ever pulled was convincing Scott Johnson that he didn't exist.
Damn straight. That's what it'll say on my tombstone. here's your news time, everybody. News time.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Oh, it's the evening news.
And it's brought to you by Travelers of Storia. It's a brand new 1-4 player, fully cooperative dungeon crawling board game. Oh, board game. No plug-in, no electricity, no batteries, no nothing. It's just it's an addicting and unique hybrid of elements from both Magic the Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons. Watch tutorial videos and join the forums for the game at travelersofstoria.com. There's a Kickstarter coming soon.
Ooh, that'd be good to support. Bond villain Robert Cale played Jaws in Bond twice. Spy Who Loved Me and Keel. What did I say? Kale? I meant Keel.
Keel.
Spy Who Loved Me and
Moonraker.
Yep. I was trying to think
He found love with a little German girl.
A little German girl in a space station on the
moon. A big German girl, wasn't it? I guess it was a little German girl.
Is it a moon base or a space station? A space station.
Space station.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that movie sucked. It was not good. Anyway, few Hollywood stars can sustain a 50-year career, says therap.com, let alone as a character actor. Richard Kiel. Kiel. Who played James Bond villain Jaws, passed away Wednesday afternoon in a hospital in Fresno, California at the age of 74, but he left us with several unique performances in dozens of films. His most iconic role was the villain Jaws in the Bond movies, The Spy Who Loved Me in 77 and the return to the franchise in Moonraker 79. I thought it was the other way around. I thought Moonraker was before Spy Who Loved Me.
No, because Moonraker is his return. You know, it's like, plus it's his it's his ending, but it's also his, like, you know what? All right, I'm going to help you out. Like, he lifts up a thing so that Bond can get out, or I can barely remember that.
What's the word? What's the word for that? It's his redemption. He gets redemption, to be, redeem himself. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I remembered him from as a kid. But he's in a bunch of other stuff. You might remember him from as Mr. Larson in the 1996 Adam Sandler comedy Happy Gilmore, or the voice of the character of Vlad in Disney's Tangled.
I didn't see the second, but I did see the first.
Yeah, it kept working. Tangled's great, by the way. You should watch it. It's good.
Yeah.
I hear that. Disney movies go, very funny. So I like it.
You and I actually saw him a couple of years ago, 3 years ago to be exact, at the Star Trek convention in Las Vegas.
Hold on. You're not telling me that was 3 years ago, was it?
That was 3 years ago because it was three Andrew Allen albums ago.
Whoa. Yeah, you're right. It was the Star Trek one, and that would have been 2011.
Right.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
It was that fall. Yeah, you're right.
No, 2012.
Or 2012. Was it early 2012?
What did I say? 2012. I guess 2 years ago. Because it was, 2012 was Smooth Federation. 2013 was Free Play. 2014 is
So 2 years ago. Secret Ending.
2 years ago.
In fact, 2 years ago this fall, I think.
That's right.
And we saw him at a table, kind of lonely looking.
Yep. Yeah, well, I saw him tooling around on his Rascal scooter.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
And he wasn't doing, when I saw him, he wasn't doing much. There wasn't a line. Nobody was really trying to see him, which is unfortunate because I think he's a totally cool and unique looking dude. He's
and of also, all the people there, he'd be the one I'd want to get an autograph from.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like freaking Richard Kiel, man.
Yeah, because Krusty Space Hand freaking Q over there was kind of a dick to me.
And I'll bet you Kiel isn't charging $40 for, for an autograph.
Nope, and he wouldn't have turned me away either. He would have said, oh, you're only a dollar short? No problem, man. Come on over.
Right, exactly.
I'll bite you with my big metal teeth.
Big metal teeth, right.
Anyway, he's out.
I can bite a cable. A cable car with this.
That's right. He's out. He did some other recent TV stuff where he played a teacher in something and some other things. Anyway, guy kept kept active, and he had a weird condition. I forgot the name of it, but it's like hugeoplasty or something like that. Some weird name, which made him large, and I don't know if it's the same thing that Chewbacca has or not.
Peter Mayhew,
something
might
like
be.
That. Yeah, maybe the wrestler,
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Who knows? But good for him, man, making a cool career for himself. And 74, that's not old. I mean, that's not young. That seems a little young, but by today's standards. But that's still, I think that's the median death age, isn't it? Right now, the average people die, or men die at about 74. So you made it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. What's the average, hold on, average male mortality age in the USA?
In the Utah?
In the Utah. Hold on. I actually typed in the Utah. Gosh dang. All right, here we go. List of countries by life expectancy. This is up-to-date list. Here we go. The United States of America. Oh, gosh. United States. Here we go. Oh, it's a little higher now. 79.8 years of age. That puts us at number 34 worldwide. Brian, would you like to know who lives the oldest?
Sure. Oh, like a race or a...
As a country.
Okay. Yeah, like, tell me.
A country has the people who live the longest on average. This is overall life expectancy. This isn't male or female separated. This is overall average. Monaco, number one, 87.2 years is what you're likely to live. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Japan.
I wonder if that's because it's so small, though. You know, it's like
probably
when they sense that you're young and you're about to die, they move you outside.
Yeah, and you're out. It's like,
we're going to give you a free ride to France. Hold
on
one
sec.
It's
like he was never here. Yeah. Japan with 84.6 years of age. That's pretty good. Andorra, 84.2. Yeah, that's a real country, everybody. Calm down. It's a real place.
Andorra, right? There's no I.
Andorra. I'm sorry. Did I say Andoria?
Yeah. That's the Star Trek thing, not the real thing.
Andorians live at 84.2. Singapore at 84. Hong Kong. Lots of Asian countries in here. 83.8. They eat better than we do. Iceland right up there at 83.6. But again, or 83.3. But again, they don't have a ton of people there. I think you're right on population. As the populations get bigger, these numbers get worse. I'm going down the list. Spain, Canada, Switzerland, Australia, they're all in the top 15. America, 35th. That's because we don't eat right and we got an obesity problem here. 79.8. Still pretty old, but, you know, we could do better. We could do better, America. Let's see where it's the worst. Oh, this will be fun.
Oh, God. Okay.
Sierra Leone, 47 years old.
Sheesh. Oh, geez. Yeah. Really?
Two more years and we're out if we lived in there. Central African Republic. By the way, tell me if you hear any common theme here, okay? 48 years for them. Next up on the list, Democratic Republic of the Congo, 49.5. Ice Cube lived a long time there, though. Oh, was that Ice Cube movie? Was he in that, Congo?
I know that the Chin. What's his face?
Jay Leno.
Ash. Oh. No, Ash from Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. Oh, yeah, we saw this for the film
set. Yeah, we saw Congo, yes.
That's right. Somalia, 50. Swaziland, 50. Guinea-Bissau, 50. Lesotho, Maui, Chad, Angola, Mozambique, Nigeria. They're all African countries.
Bruce Campbell, thank you. God, you know, the more you try and think of somebody's name, the further it just slips through your fingers.
Oh, my gosh, this is depressing. Almost the bottom 25 are all African countries. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What's going on? We got to fix that. That's not nice. It's not nice at all. Let's see who's dead center.
who's right in the middle?
The Ukraine at 71. Right there in the middle. Anyway, I don't know why I went down that rabbit hole.
Would that be the median or the mean? Or the
median, right? Median.
Right, the median, yeah.
I don't know. Or is that the thing I hit with my car by accident when I'm on the freeway? I hit the median.
Aww.
All right, moving on. People get ready. Get set. Order your iPhone 6.
People get ready.
Apple's most
There's
devoted.
A phone coming.
That's right. How do
you
know?
Don't need no ticket. You just need several $100.
That's right. How do you know that AT&T is going to open their doors when you want them to at 1 a.m.?
Their website says so.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Maybe I'll have two tabs open and we'll just go for whichever one gives me what I want.
There you go. It'll be like BlizzCon. Yep. I'm in.
No doubt. You know what really stings about this?
What's that?
I had been trying to budget money for it because I got this wedding. Everything's expensive right now. I can't really afford a bunch of crap. And I had to put aside a little extra money for this. And part of that money was the freaking ticket that cost me $200 for speeding.
Mm.
So half of my phone is already gone. Money-wise, I'm having to pull this from somewhere else, and it's very depressing. It's very distressing.
Aw.
Apple unveiled their new phones. People are lining up tonight at 1 a.m., blah, blah, blah. Tim Johnson, a developer with the app maker Flipboard, plans on parking in front of his computer store just before midnight with his computer, not his store, just before midnight with a plan. His tips, have all your information ready, he says. For me, that's having my login, checklist ready, what type of phone I want, and the carrier I want. Be ready.
Oh, awesome. He's thought about this.
He has.
What phone and what carrier? Amazing. I hope he has that. I hope he has that printed on a laminated sheet of paper.
Yeah. I hope you memorize it, buddy.
That's what makes me a green developer.
If your dogs, you have a couple of cool dogs, right?
I do have a couple of cool dogs.
When one of them dies, would you consider taking their fur and making a purse out of it?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either. I think that's a bad idea.
I saw this lady on the Today Show. Or
oh,
something.
Really? She was on the Today Show now.
Yeah.
Did you see the, I don't watch the news, kid. Did you see him on Ellen? Ellen.
Was he like just recently?
Yeah. He's a riot, that kid.
Really?
It's good. Not fake or one time off. He is always funny. And he's 5, so I know he's not faking it. He's just this kid who says the funniest stuff.
I'm telling you, it's Buddy Hackett in a little costume. Like he's got somebody doing his makeup. He's got Glenn Hetrick doing his makeup.
Yeah. What's his name? The Apparently Kid? No, what do they call him?
Yeah, The Apparently Kid.
Apparently. Yeah, here we go.
Apparently.
Apparently, I've never seen the news. Noah Ritter's his name. All right, we're going to play. I want to play this taste of this right here. It's on Us Magazine thingamajig. Here you go.
Right. Apparently, our first guest is an internet sensation, and apparently his video has over 15
we get it,
million
Ellen. We get
views.
It. We get
apparently.
It.
Take a look.
Okay, then they show the video. I'm gonna skip ahead. All right, skip ahead. We've seen the video. All right, skip ahead.
And there he goes. From Pottstown, Pennsylvania, please welcome 5-year-old Noah Ritter.
All right, this kid's great. He just comes wandering out like Buddy Hackett. All right, skip ahead some so he can sit. She hugs him. He sits. Barely get his legs up on the chair.
The band plays him in with Born This Way.
Yeah, I know, right? Nice. That's weird. That's weird. All right, let's hear him.
What is it, Noah?
My first time on a talk show.
Oh, man.
He's
welcome.
Pretty excited. He's waving at his grandpa.
You waving your grandpa?
Yep.
Yep, your grandpa's in the audience. Hi, grandpa. So that was your first time. It was live television, and you got the mic, and they asked you a question. And the word apparently is your favorite word, isn't it?
Yeah, but I got over it now. I got over it now and then.
You got over it? You don't use apparently anymore?
Nope, got over it.
Okay. And you're 5 years old. And what's your new favorite word?
Seriously. I want to do it seriously. Hey,
he's really funny. And later on, he just, the way he talks about school, he says it's like 20 years in prison for 5 days or some weird. He's just a really funny kid.
That's funny. It's cool that he's not, you know, there could be a kid out there who sees this kind of fame and then goes on a talk show and then still just says apparently because that's what he's known for.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and totally. And he's now, oh, I'm done with that word now. He just doesn't seem to have any fear.
I got over it.
I got over it. Anyway, this lady's making purses out of dog fur. So there you go. That's that.
Nice.
It's a Kickstarter.
Probably don't. Your dog probably doesn't need to die either. I mean, you just, you know.
Yeah.
You just collect it and put it in a baggie and send it to her.
Yeah. In fact, let's look.
Shave the dog.
Let's see what the Kickstarter says, because she did a Kickstarter called For You. It's Fur You, F-U-R-U.
Fur You.
And I want to say that despite all of this exposure on TV and radio and stuff, she is nowhere near her goal. She has eight backers. She's nowhere near it.
Right.
Yeah, let me see here. Fur You by Doris. High-end handbag line inspired and produced from professionally groomed sterilized dog hair. Cycles.
Oh, wait a minute. So look at this.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's that first image that's not the video is the big recycle symbol.
Yeah.
This isn't recycling. At no point is your purse going to go back into the dog.
Nope. Nope. That's
it's a straight line.
This
dog
is really
fur purse.
Really stupid. There's no, that's a bad, wrong symbol to use, Doris. I don't like your idea. Right. She has 48 days to go. She has pledged, there's been pledged $400, $440 and $15,000 needed. Eight backers. I guarantee you there's no way this goes. That will not fund. Yeah. And probably we're all the better for it. Let's listen to this kid again.
Seriously.
That was it. There's more, but they didn't play it in there. All right. Final story before we go to a break here. Woman's missing brain part went unnoticed for 24 years. What?
Can you imagine what that purse smells like?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, my gosh. What do? You put the butthole part on there or no?
Don't even let that purse get wet. Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. A woman's brain is missing. No, her brain. No, a part of her brain has been missing for 24 years and no one noticed. Guess where this is happening? Not Florida.
I am not going. There's a whole segment of our show that is watching us like a hawk right now about any comments we make about a part of a woman's brain being missing unnoticed for 24 years.
Well, here it is. Doctors in China. That's right. China's got weird medical crap. They always do. We always do these stories. They were surprised to find a young woman. They went, when they found a young woman who had lived a normal life for more than two decades, actually missing an important part of her brain, according to new reports of her case. The 24-year-old strange condition was discovered when she went to doctors because of a moth-long bout. Oh, month. Oops. Month-long bout of nausea and vomiting. All right, those are two things you don't want. The patient told the doctor she had also experienced dizziness her entire life. She didn't start walking until she was four and never been able to walk steadily. Doctor scanned the woman's brain, found she had no cerebellum. It was a region of the brain thought to be crucial for walking and other movement. Instead, the scan showed a large hole filled with cerebrospinal fluid.
Cerebrospinal fluid. I don't know if you pronounce it like Xavier would.
I think so. I think you're right.
Cerebrospinal fluid.
Probably.
She was also said to have asked the question, do dogs have brains? Because I really wanted to know.
Hey, was she blonde? She did the banana challenge on YouTube. The scans reveal no remnants of any cerebellar tissues, cerebral, whatever that is. I focused on the word bro for some reason. Verifying complete absence of the cerebellum, the doctors wrote in the report. That's weird.
That is weird.
That also just says that a kid in maybe a place as big as China, they just go unnoticed or something. Seems like a thing you'd see when they were younger. But
hey, Hey, Daryl, what percentage of her brain was she using?
Yeah, hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, what are you doing in your car? Are you going to do a show or just keep driving? What are you doing? That's it for that. Let's do a break. When we come back, we'll have your Twitter questions. We have a whole bunch lined up, and I can't wait for those. But Brian's got music before all that.
Oh, points for another JPM, but for saying after that, after our comments there, 5-star reviews from blondes.
That's
well done, sir.
That's
well done.
And for those who are still scratching your head, get it. 5 stars. Like instead of like 1 star, because get it? Okay.
Yeah, see. Yeah. All right. Short one. Andrew Boyter wrote in and
hope he
and
doesn't
said,
have a goiter, because then he'd be Boyter goiter all through high school.
God. Yeah. God.
Wow.
He says, I've grown to love covers. What if he had one? And then you'd feel so bad, wouldn't
so
you?
So bad, I would. I'm sorry. I hope you don't have a goiter. I really do.
All right. He says, I've grown to love covers of hip-hop songs in other styles, and this one is really good. Thought I'd share. And the one he requested was No Diggity by Chet Faker, a cover of the song by Blackstreet. That the version we're going to be playing here comes from the 2012 album Thinking in Textures. It is Chet Faker and his cover of No Diggity.
Ooh, that sounds... You know what I did? You remember I told you I had this all covered?
Did I not stall long enough?
Yeah, no, it's not you. It's me, and I'm a big dummy. So we're going to pull that in there now. Here you go, everybody. It's No Diggity. Who sings it again? Who'd you say?
Chet Faker.
All right, perfect timing, because that's how long it took to load. All right, here we go. It's No Diggity. We'll be back in a minute with your Twitter questions. Stay tuned.
I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I gotta bag it up. way working, no diggity, I gotta bag it up.
That guy needs to just hork up that loogie he's been working on and get that thing out. Oh, yeah. Hey, no diggity. That's how it should have ended up. Oh, wow. Singing that loud made my mic go weird in my left ear. All right. Good times. Hey, what's up, everybody? Let's get to the next part of the show, which involves this right here.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Sure thing. It's Twitter questions. We get these by you guys using the hashtag all week, and especially today. The hashtag is AskTMS. AskTMS. A-S-K-T-M-S. And you did it. You came through. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share these with you. Yes.
By the way, this segment is brought to you by Days on Dalduin. Hello, Scott and Brian. Hi. I just published my first comic book, Days on Dalduin, on Comixology. So look for it there, okay? Or go to dombardal.com. That's dombardal.com. And click on the banner there. Love drawing while listening to the show.
Awesome. I'm glad that we can serenade your wicked cool work.
Yes. Draw something quick. Draw something.
I know. All right, here we go. Here's some, I want to click all, not prominent. This is weird how they do that. All right, here we go. What kind of month, Michael Meneer said. What? Sorry.
Okay.
It's Michael Meneer. What kind of monthly subs are you signed up for? WoW, Hulu, etc. Well, I think you just named two that Brian is for sure signed up for. I quit Hulu a while back because they pissed me off.
With their commercials, even though you pay a premium and they still give you commercials?
Nope, it was because they... I pay a premium. They still make me watch commercials and then told me that I was blocking commercials, even though it was impossible for me to do that on a freaking Roku. And I get that on the desktop all the time, and you can kind of let that slide. It's like, well, sometimes a browser is weird, and I get that that's not a universal experience, and you can't really control it. But when your iPad version or some other dedicated device version is telling me that I'm blocking ads, and you make me sit there for a minute and a half, because I somehow blocked ads magically. F off.
Jeez.
Piss me off. It's already bad enough you're making me do ads when I'm paying. So I said, that's it. I'm out. What else do you line up
the,
with?
The standard ones that everyone's going to say. I mean, what we ought to do is come up with some of the more unusual ones. Like, sure. I mean, I do Netflix, Hulu, PlayStation Plus. I guess that's not monthly. TiVo. Mm-hmm. But here's one of the ones that maybe people don't know is that I've been doing Crave. No, Grays, Graze, which is a monthly. It's actually they give them to you weekly.
You pay monthly, like snacks and stuff.
Snacks, exactly, mm-hmm. Like low calorie, really good freaking snacks that are delivered right to your home in little packages.
Is that where the little wasabi peas were coming from?
No, actually, those came from the Pits, from Daniel and Deidre Pits.
Oh, gotcha.
Summer berry flapjack, Mai Tai, chili and honey almonds. Those are so good. Key lime pie, which was really good. Like lime infused raisins, sponge pieces, mini meringues, and green raisins. Oh my God. Those were so good.
That sounds really good.
And what you do is you go on there and you like, after you get a box of them, you click on the ones you liked and ones you didn't like, and then they adjust it and send you more of the things you like and none of the things you don't. It's really, really cool.
Well, I'll tell you the weird one I subscribe to. I subscribe to a service. Kim actually did it, but we subscribe to a service that is $15 a month. And for that price, there's a place that will clean and vacuum your car anytime you take it there. So it's not even limited to how many times you do it.
It's not A1, is it?
No, it's something else. I forgot the name. Some local mom and pop deal. But you pay, normally it's like $30 a time, but if you pay them $15 a month, you can go, is it 15? I think it's 15, maybe it's $19.99, something like that. But you go in there and you can just, do my car, and they vacuum, clean it, spray it, shine it up.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's like one of those supersonic kind of places, but I think it's like a local, it's like what Walter White owns. Like the A1, right? The whatever it is. It's just
have
like
an A1
that.
Day.
Yeah, have an A1 day, everybody. It didn't occur to me what you were. I was thinking you were talking about like a regular chain. It didn't click.
I know.
But you're totally right now. There you go. There's your good question. There's some weird stuff. But all the, Netflix and freaking PlayStation Plus and,
right.
All the fun things.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft and so on. Here's another one. Scott and Brian. This is from Jessica Hips, Geek Girl. Mm-hmm. Would you like crochet versions of yourselves for Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Is there a possible way to say no to that? I cannot find one.
Not legally.
Oh my God.
Not morally.
A crocheted version of me?
Mm-hmm. The ethical thing is to say yes, Jessica. We want that. Whatever that is, we're in. I want to cuddle up with myself at night. Ooh. Kyle says, can you finish your 80s Japanese cartoon reference from this morning before it was interrupted by jury?
You were trying to remember an 80s Saturday morning cartoon that you used to love.
Got it. This isn't even Daniel asking this. This is amazing.
no, because he'd wait a month.
Yeah, I'd wait a month, and then, how's he doing? We haven't talked to him in a long time. Is everything fine
with
him?
I'm sure he's doing fine. Okay, actually, I got a message from him earlier. He's doing just fine.
All right, well, we miss him terribly.
We do.
Actually, we kind of don't, because he puts me on the spot, and I forget things.
I miss him.
You miss him, yeah. I miss you, too, on a very personal level, Daniel. So, yes, what was I going to say about that? I was trying to come up with a name for the one, and I do this on the show. I think this has come up before on the show, but it's the Japanese anime cartoon. It showed Saturday mornings here in the States, kind of Voltron era, but it was about a big, like, battleship, the kind you'd normally have in the water, mm-hmm. but we're in the future, and it still looks like a battleship, but it flies in space, and it has, like, a big, round, cool engine, kind of Enterprise style. In the bottom of the ship, what would normally be submerged.
Star Blazers?
Is it Star Blazers?
That's what people are saying.
That sounds right. Star Blazers. Let me do a quick search here, and I can tell you. Oh, that's it. It's Star Blazers. Yep. See, it's a big giant boat with like a big engine hole in it, and that thing floated above space. And I would watch that show right now if I had that on DVD or something.
Funny, like a big red and black. Battleship.
If you look at the cast, it's the same they always do. They got the slightly dumb, chubby guy, and they got the cute girl, and then they got the weird, like, psycho old man thing, creature deal. But I loved it.
It's really funny.
My brother and I are really into that.
Yeah, the woman, the lone woman on this ship is, like, toothpick thin.
Mm-hmm.
You get your crazy old man. Yeah. Like that's really funny.
It's really good. I liked it a lot. I thought it was
And they all have uniforms that point to their crotch.
Yeah, of course. Arrow right to the crotch. Hey, where do we need to go? My crotch.
Eyes up here. No. Eyes up here. No. Eyes up here.
All right. When making a grilled cheese sandwich, asks Eric Booth. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. I've dealt with him before. Do you recommend one or two slices of cheese? Butter both sides of bread as well? So in other words, do you do one side with butter or both?
Sure.
And how much cheese? I go one piece, but a good piece of cheese, not like some piece of crap. Like good pepper jack or something like that.
Right.
And then I butter both sides every time.
You definitely butter both sides. Yeah. And I use shredded cheese.
Oh, yummy.
Mm-hmm. Because then it like goops out the side and you get slightly burnt, but crispy cheese on the outside of the grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah,
Brian's not wrong. This is a good idea. Either if you can't do that, though, if you can't muster that, maybe two pieces, but have them kind of juxtaposed in such a way that they're hanging off the edge a bit, and then you get some of that off.
Oh, there you go.
Drip,
yep.
You know, nice. That works pretty good too. And then a really nice bowl of hot tomato soup to go with that.
Oh,
Yeah.
It's well done.
Gives me gas, though. I don't know why. Something fierce. It really does. Just the whole time. All right. We got one here from Matt Treadway, who has a question for you.
Okay.
The question is, Brian, what was the first concert you ever went to? I think you've said before, but I
might have said this on the show. It was a group called The Inmates.
No, you haven't. Explain. Who are they?
So they were, they were a UK band. Famous for a cover of the song Dirty Water by the Standells. Now, the Standells version they were from Boston.
No.
And they love that dirty water. Mm-hmm. Oh, Boston, you're my home. That's the song by the Standells. And then the Inmates did a version of that was Oh, London, you're my home.
Okay.
Saw them at the Rainbow Music Hall here in Denver, which disappeared in the late 80s, early 90s. It was torn down and replaced with a Walgreens, but they kept the sign, like, I guess out of some sort of tribute, out of nostalgia, they kept the sign for the Rainbow Music Hall, and it was right above the Walgreens sign. Okay. So every once in a while you'd get people going to the Walgreens and say, hey, where's the Rainbow Music Hall? And the teenagers behind the desk would have absolutely no idea what you were talking about.
Love it.
Now, the second concert.
Yeah.
Much more relevant. Oingo Boingo. Oh, yeah. Same place. Rainbow Music Hall. The Dead Man's Party Tour.
Dead Man's Party Tour.
Yep.
Can't beat that.
No, that was the best.
That's great. I don't remember my first concert. I don't remember which one it was. It may have been Van Halen in 1984. With 1984.
Right.
I think that may have been it. I'm going to ask you a question. This is just a little quiz for you.
Sure.
If you were going to start a band called The Inmates today, and the two members of the band were John Goodman and William Forsythe, why would that be significant? What is the connection? So the name of the band is The Inmates, and it's actors John Goodman and William Forsythe in the band.
Because in the movie Raising Arizona, they played inmates.
Ding, ding, escaped ding, ding, cons. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Congratulations. I made that dumb thing up, and you answered it perfectly.
He smiled at me, hi.
All right. Moving on to, let's see. How about this one?
Well done, by the way. Nicely done.
No, thank you. Ian L. wrote in, says, if you could be a nut, what nut would you be and why? edible nut, I assume.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's what he means.
Not somebody's testicle.
Like a pistachio nut or a red pistachio nut or a pine nut or a walnut.
I think I'd be a cashew.
Those are good. Can't be a cashew.
Maybe an almond.
If you were a Brazil nut, you'd probably have a longer lifespan because it'd be harder to get into your shell and nobody likes you anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. If I was a macadamia nut, I'd be oily and fat.
But you'd be on Hawaii.
Good point.
And then shoved into a can and dusted with Spam powder.
A bunch of teenagers from over the border. Wait, there's no border. What am I saying? That's not Mexico. All right. Here's the next one. Let's see. Can you? Okay. Favorite ride at Disneyland asks Cyber Wolf, a.k.a. Michaela, who we play WoW with.
God, that's a good question.
Ted Semmy's wife.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. That's a tough one because let's say I go to Disneyland, and I'm going to be going right after BlizzCon, the Sunday after BlizzCon. Yeah. If I could only ride one ride, it would either be Space Mountain or the Tower of Terror over in the California Adventure side. I'm not a huge fan of those drop rides, but there is something about the Tower of Terror that is so damn fun.
Okay. I hate that one.
Do you really?
No, I can't do the drop down fast ones. I also can't do the ones that fling me up fast either. You know, I don't really don't like rides generally, to be honest. but if I had to pick a favorite, probably Space Mountain also. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like that I can't see how rickety that joint is inside of there.
Sure. But I love the fact that they've upgraded it with the whole sound system in your ears playing as you're looping around and stuff.
That's pretty intense.
Pirates of the Caribbean is pretty damn good. Haunted Mansion, you know, I might even move Haunted Mansion up to the number two spot because there's
a pretty cool thing.
So damn much to look at and you can spend half the ride. And you know, I know how they do it.
It's not just cheap thrills in there either. That's what I like about it, is it's actually creative and really well done, and you actually feel like you're seeing something kind of rad the entire time you're in there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I told you about the time Carter wouldn't go on Space Mountain and bawled and wouldn't move, and she was only, I don't know, this is 9 years ago, so she wouldn't get on there. But so we left her there at the thing, and the guard watched her, and then we went on the ride. I missed the point of the thing. The reason she wouldn't get on the ride is because the whole time we're going through that line that kind of snakes forever to get in there. And there's all this sound and loud noise, and it sounds like you're on a spaceship that's about to go down, and the voice is all, we're in trouble, whatever. And so she's completely having, you know, the oversensory is really getting to her. And we get around to where there's a corner, and I said, sweetheart, it's fine. She goes, but what if it makes me throw up? And I said, Carter, this ride will not make you throw up. And right when I said that, we turn a corner, and I think the words I said was, it doesn't make anyone throw up, I said. We turn a corner, big old barf patty on the floor right in front of us from some other kid. And that was it. Geez. That's when she said, that "That's it. I'm not doing it." So she wouldn't do it. And then
your reasoning was disproved within seconds.
Yep. It was a pretty funny day, though. All right. Wow. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Favorite rides. Okay. We did that favorite one. How about Amanda?
Oh, yeah. You said.
I like Space Mountain a lot.
Yeah.
Amanda wrote in and says, favorite movie of all time. This one's easy for me, but I'll let you go first.
It's one of those things that waffles around a little bit between Shawshank Redemption and Empire Strikes Back. Those are the two, though, that that definitely sit firmly at the very top of the list. Let's see, right now, Empire Strikes Back. I've got Star Wars fever right now.
Yeah, mine is always Empire Strikes Back, but you're right about things kind of will move into place that weren't, they're kind of touching first place a little bit.
Yeah.
So for me, others that creep in there, definitely in my top five is Shawshank, but I would put, I always bring this up, the movie Avalon with, it's a Barry Levinson movie with a very young Frodo in it. No, different movie.
Okay.
It's got Aidan Quinn. Super low key, like hardly anyone even knows about this damn thing. It's one of my favorite movies ever made.
Interesting.
I freaking love it. If anyone ever gets a chance out there to see Avalon, I defy you not to think it's great, because it's great. And when I say this line, you'll remember it the minute you hear it. You cut the turkey. We're a little bit late and you still cut the turkey. Go watch that movie.
That's such a great scene. I love that scene. Oh man.
It's so good. But yeah, Empire is right there. You can't take it out of me. I know it's not the best movie ever made. I know that for a fact. But it's my favorite movie.
Hmm.
And the early Indiana Jones stuff is right up there. But man, Empire Strikes Back, dude. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. You just can't go wrong with that one.
Irving Kirshner and his masterpiece.
Irving Kirshner.
How about this one? Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, and Cap. Who is who in the film sack crew?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Iron Mac.
Iron Man. I like a good bowl of hot Iron Mac and cheese. It's really good.
In the Frog Pants crew. So Iron Man, Thor, Cap.
Film sack crew. So film sack.
Oh, the film sack crew. Yeah. Okay. I want to say that, I think you're Captain America.
Am I really?
I think you're the the wholesome Boy Scout, maybe a little naive because he's frozen in ice for quite a while.
All right.
I think Randy is Thor.
Really?
Because when he talks, everyone has a hard time understanding him. Brian Dunaway is the Hulk. That's easy. And I guess that leaves me as a drunk Tony Stark.
All right.
Perfect. I'll take it.
That feels about right. Everything you just said seems about right to me. That's pretty good. And he's racist, says empty the void. Great. Let's see. We got one more here. A couple more. One more. Let's do one more. Here we go.
Okay. All right. As many as you want. I'm ready for them. Bring them on.
Who inspired? Okay, here we go. Most important question of all time. This is a music one, too, so you'll like this. Actually, there's going to be two more because we got a great no agenda question. So we'll do this first one first. The most important question of the day, says Vinny DiStefano.
Oh, this must have come from BuzzFeed then. Great. Lay it on me.
Great. Maiden or Priest? Iron Maiden or Judas Priest?
Maiden or Priest?
Yeah, man.
For me, Iron Maiden.
For me, okay. If you say to me, who has the coolest art and the stuff I used to obsess over, it's Iron Maiden.
Yeah, Eddie, of course. Yeah,
Eddie the Beast and just, Power Slave. I could look at that all day, all day. If you're asking me which music I probably listened to more and liked more to listen to, probably Judas Priest.
Really?
Yeah. And the art on those
Run
things was
Run to the
dumb.
Hills or Got Another Thing Coming.
To the hills. I think you got another thing. I don't know. I think Judas Priest was cool. The only thing I didn't like about Judas Priest, their album covers were like the more hard-edged, more Blade-like version of what Journey and Boston always did.
Sure.
With a big floaty thing for
no
reason.
Plus they had the big metallic logo like Bob Seger.
Yeah, they did. They totally did. But for me, it's all about for me, it's all about the Eddie the Beast and those paintings. That's what really got under my skin with Maiden. Great question, dude.
That's a good question.
Final question. Jason Kirk asks. Wait, I got to play a clip for Jason. Here you go, Jason. This is for you, buddy. The special. Hold on. Gosh dang it. All right, here we go. Hold on, hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Here we go. This is for you.
Ah, Jason.
All right, there you go. Took a while to get there.
Hold on.
He says, so exactly what is the deal with you guys and the No Agenda guys? The clips don't quite explain it. Ah, so you must be a little bit new there, buddy. There, Jason Kirk.
Well, I don't understand it either. So, and I've been around here around since the beginning.
Well, I mean, okay. As best we know, there was a day where somebody had said to them, because they were talking about soundboards on their show. Mm-hmm. And somebody had said in their chat room, hey, if you guys want to know how to use a good soundboard, you should check out The Morning Stream. So Adam Curry
wasn't
and
us. We didn't say it.
No, we didn't say anything. So they went and found our show and played the little intro song, which is this one right here.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Okay, we played that. They played that. And then Adam Curry, trying to do this all in three different apps here.
Nice.
Adam Curry said this.
The Morning Stream.
So he made fun of it, right? I mean, there's clearly that is not him. You know,
you
being,
have just made me desire, need to have a Rob Gaber's version of the opening theme song with Tim or with Tim Curry, Adam Curry's vocals.
Although, if you can get Tim Curry, that'd be a good get too.
I do the TMS.
Yeah, indeed. Now there was this other moment where they were talking about us in our soundboard.
So they'll clip that and put it on their show and show you how to use a soundboard.
How to use a soundboard?
Yeah, they're basically just being sarcastic that oh, we're the pros with soundboards. They don't really know who we were at the time. And since what's funny is Dvorak does know me. We've had other conversations completely outside of this. He just never had put two and two together that this was a show I was doing and that I was that same guy. I did some artwork for him once. We've been on Twit together. Like that was a weird thing. So he actually reached out when he found out about this hullabaloo, thought we were mad and we weren't. That was
why are you mad, bro? Did he say that?
No.
He said, why are you mad, bro?
He said, you're not. He goes, do you even lift, bro? That's what he said. But in the end, it was just, it's just good fun. Like, nobody's mad at anybody. I mean, I'm not. No, they're not.
No,
I don't think they are. But we do make fun of Adam a little bit with this.
And what's MC Hammer doing?
Right?
You know the guy's got talent.
Yeah, we played. Brian sent me that.
That comes from a really early Daily Source Code. Because, you know, that's what got me into podcasting. Yeah. Adam Curry is responsible for me being involved in this whole mess of crap that I'm in. But, and I got a chance to meet him at one of those first New Media Expos in Ontario, California.
Yeah.
And we talked via email. We had one or two Skype conversations. And then I get in front of him and I say, hey, Adam, nice to meet you. I'm Brian Imby. He's like, oh, Brian. Yeah, you work for ASCAP, don't you?
ASCAP? And I was like,
ASCAP? What the hell? No, Coverville. Brian from Coverville. Oh, and the dude was so high on whatever it was that he took to make the long flight over from London or Netherlands or wherever he was at.
Where does he live now?
In Texas, I think. I want to say
Texas,
like Dallas or Houston or something.
All right, he's an old VJ and he's got, you know, things to say and stuff to do and, you know, whatever. He's this guy. So I never heard him at all before. Even in the podcasting early days, it was never Adam Curry for me. It was other stuff.
Sure.
And so I missed that whole boat. But to have this all circle around and have him tease us for our opening theme was just good fun. So that's all it is. There's no bad blood anybody.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all just good fun.
And if I were to see Adam Curry today, I'd still shake his hand and say, hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, Gabers, get on this.
Again. The Morning Stream.
Let's get that going, buddy. Let's get that going.
Love that.
Thank you for your TMS questions. They are awesome. Don't forget, AskTMS is the hashtag to use throughout the week. We will read questions on the show. That is a guarantee each and every Thursday, which is brought to you by Patreon/TMS. Sorry. Patreon.com/TMS. Let's get that right.
Jeez.
A little bit of money goes a long way, guys. Yeah. Go check it out. Get the coffee level. Get the sound clip level. Get other levels that give you cool stuff. Or just give a little. It means a lot.
In all seriousness, I mean, I know you're being serious, but in all seriousness, it does help us. It does keep us from having to take on additional freelance jobs that do pull us away from being able to spend time developing and adding new stuff to the show. So,
a bunch of freaking work. And this is not me whining about it. It's just a ton of work. There's a lot involved in making a show every day
And then a fifth time on Thursdays. It just is a big whoop. Like, it is a huge part of our lives. Thankfully, Brian and I really like each other. I mean, not in a gay way. Just so, you know, anyone out there thinks
not in a Rob Halford way.
Yeah, not that way. Oh, that's right. Speaking of that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I was going to play that gay thing again.
No gay.
Oh, that's not it.
No gay.
Gay president.
There you go.
A lot of stuff comes up on the page marked gay in your...
gay!
Yeah, I got a lot of gays.
Soundboard.
I have a bunch of gays. Here's another one.
This promises to...
Oh, that's the gay dinner one.
The beach clothes are so gay.
Gay for months to come.
Yeah, some good gays.
Jews are at the forefront in promoting gay marriage.
The guy... We got to check in with our weird priest guys on YouTube sometime soon. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Brian.
Yeah, what?
Oh, my gosh. So I went, I don't know why I went down this hole, but I wanted to watch a bunch of Charles Manson interviews in prison.
Of course you did. Yeah, who wouldn't?
I like true crime, and I don't know why, but I'm into it. It's like Wendy would tell me to stop doing that, but I'm fascinated by like serial killers and stuff. I don't understand how these people exist. So when they say things, I just find it fascinating. So there's a documentary about, I don't know, him or Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. I'm really interested in those things. They just fascinate me. Anyway, I'm watching these Charles Manson interviews with Charlie Rose in prison. What was the point I was going to tell you, though? There was a whole point to that, because you just said something that reminded me of it.
I remember those. Those were like 90s, I want to say. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say Charlie Rose was 90s.
One of those times when he was up for parole or something.
Yeah. He looks like a wasted old reed of a man now. He looks real bad now. But I cannot remember what the point was. Why was I telling you this? Why was I going to tell you about Charlie Manson? He said something that I wanted to tell you about.
Mm.
Ah, crap.
Something about Third Eagle of the Apocalypse?
Maybe.
Bird Goes Tweet?
I don't know now.
No Agenda?
No. Dang it.
The morning stream.
I don't remember why I was going to tell you this. It was something big that you should know. Oh, fart nuggets. It's like something he said or... all right. I'll think of it and try to do it next week. Boy, Daniel's having a field day with this one. He's writing it down and everything. All right. Well,
he's writing down the timestamp, everything.
We'll figure it out.
Leo the Fart is going to pass gas more time.
Leo the Fart. That's right. Okay, let's take a break. No, let's be done. There's no breaks. We're out.
We'll take a break that ends on Monday morning.
We will see you for this weekend. We're going to watch Gattaca, and I'm excited about that.
Wait. I'm looking forward to that because...
Me too. I like Gattaca. Like that movie. Big fan. And that'll be good, and it'll be good to be back on that show. And then also tomorrow, The Instance will be on. Tom is still out for one more Current Geek, but next week he is back, and we're back in full force. The weekend of the wedding. Somehow that'll all make sense to me that
day. Sure. Jeez,
good reminder. Good times. Good talk, Brian. Good talk. All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna be gone. We're done. We're taking a week long.
Still not taking a break.
Weekend long break. That's what we're gonna do. Oh my god! I know. I'm losing it. Why don't you play me?
Been drinking.
Why don't you play me some music, Mr. Mike's Hard Lemonade Man?
Well, this will even confuse you further. John wrote in and said, "Hey, Samwise and Bilbo, my daughter Annie Kate turns 2 on the 13th of September, and what better way to celebrate than with a cover of a song I sing to her each night before bed? Yes, one of her favorite songs is Tomorrow from the Annie soundtrack, and Bob Schneider does an amazing cover of it. If you could play this or any other version you enjoy, that would totally make her day. Love the show, though, John."
I'm in.
Listen to the Bob Schneider version, and it's all right.
Dang it. I did not. Hold on. I got to unpause it. It's going to get loud for a second.
All right.
We're good. I started typing. Anyway, it's a long story. Go ahead.
Are you chatting with somebody?
I'm really not. I started typing in the chat room, which I try to avoid most of the time. I'm kind of losing it tonight. I don't know why. I haven't eaten. I'm starving. That's what it is. All right, go ahead. Sorry. Right.
So the Bob Schneider version is good. I think it might have put people in the chat room to sleep because it's the last song of the show, of the day, of our big podcasting day. Mm-hmm. So I decided to play a different version. This is a rarity by Rivers Cuomo, lead singer of the band Weezer. I can't remember where I got this, but it is a rare B-side early release demo something. Here is Rivers Cuomo from the band Weezer and his cover of Tomorrow. We won't see you tomorrow.
It's the whole unraveled sweater guy, right?
He's the guy.
I like that guy. He's great.
is pork and beans.
And while you walk away.
Does the things that he wants to do.
That's the one. I like him.
Yeah.
He made me a little teary when he did that song for the Jackass guys, like their little goodbye song. They were like, no longer going to do hard Jackass things. It's really well done.
Oh, I don't remember that. Wow.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. Anyway, and good video. You should watch it if you have any kind of attachment to Jackass. All right. I'm being a Jackass. Here it is. It's tomorrow. We'll see you guys Monday, which is not tomorrow. It's Monday. Bye.
And the sorrow till there's none. When you're stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out.
Jeez. That song ended suddenly.
It really did, yes. Always a day. Oh, wait, clonk, clonk.